Well, we, we're winding down the week as we are approaching our first scrimmage game on Friday night, and I think for the most part, it's been a real good camp leading up to this first scrimmage on Friday. The guys are really into it. They get a little morale boost today. We're gonna lift the pads and let them go out without pads, so they got pretty pumped up about that when we made that announcement last night. But they've been doing everything we've asked them to do from a coaching standpoint, and now it's our chance to try to evaluate where we are as a team and what guys are going to have a chance to make our football team.
Must we hold any starters out on Monday or Friday night, other than Adrian, obviously?
We may, and we're going to talk about it with our players tonight in our team meeting and just go through what our expectations are for the guys that are going to play and for those that won't be playing. But we're going to talk to them about that this evening.
Any of those guys who have been out with injuries this week, any of them going to make a late push to be up or at this point, or guys like Bland and them just out?
Yeah, those guys wouldn't make it. Actually, I have a group of names who won't make it. Bland won't make it. John Carlson, Carmar, Jordan, DeMarcus, Jeff Swartz, Todman. And we're going to hold Josh as well, Robinson. I think that'll be the wise thing to do with him as well. But we won't push those guys to try to be ready for this Friday night.
Is it a concern at all with Josh? On Saturday night in the stadium, he made a bunch of plays on the ball. He looked like he was moving pretty good, but then running in, I think it was one of the punt drills or something yesterday, it seemed like the hamstring wasn't right again.
Yeah, I just want to be cautious. When we do put him out there, we want to be certain that he can burst. And so we want to give him a few more days. He could probably get through, but that's not what we want him to do, is to get through at this point. So give him a few more days and let him line up next week when we play our next scrimmage ball game.
Have you liked the fact that this has been a relatively quiet camp in terms of drama, media attention, a lot of other stuff? Have you enjoyed that?
Tom, yes, I sleep a whole lot better at night. No question about it. You want guys to be focusing on football and the team and the message that you delivered in that first meeting. And if you have some of those outside distractions, it takes away from that focus. And part of what we do requires great focus and great determination. And if you don't have that, it shows up on the field. And we've had our share of distractions, as you well know. So it's refreshing that we can, at this point, concentrate on what's important, and that's getting ready to play football.
With Adrian grinding out here on the side field for 2 weeks, has he been talking to you, trying to convince you that it's about time to get him back in practice?
It's never ending, but he knows we have a plan. We've talked him through that plan, and he's on board. We just got to keep seeing him progress, and then we'll reevaluate things when we come back from San Francisco. He's going to be relentless until we let him back out there, but we got to be smart. And I got to continue to listen to what the doctors and the trainers tell me. But everything I'm hearing is extremely positive. So, we'll see where we are.
What will his plan be, Thursday, Friday, Saturday when you guys are in San Francisco? Does he join you, or does he stay back here and do workouts, or what?
No, he'll stay back here, and he'll continue to take him through drills and exercises, the things that he needs to do to keep progressing.
How long will he need to be part of practice before you feel comfortable getting him in a game situation?
I'm not certain of that. We'll have to kind of play it by ear and just see how he responds daily to some of the activities we put him through once we get him out there. We got to, get a feel for him, where his confidence level is, and then we'll need to be able to see certain things as well. So that's hard to say at this point.
Have you decided yet if you wanted to play in the preseason yet?
If we thought that he was capable of maybe playing in that first ball game, we'd like to get him some snaps in the preseason so that he could mentally make that adjustment that he needs to make for game speed and also gain the confidence that he needs. If we determine that it's not a realistic goal based on what we see once we finally take the reins off of him and let him begin to practice, if we see that that's not going to be possible, then you have to wait until the season and let that be his first exposure. But ideally, you wouldn't want that to be his first exposure to live contact and live situations. You'd like for it to happen here.
Is there some thinking now that maybe he won't be ready for the regular season opener?
There are no indications at this point that he wouldn't be. Everything he's done, he's right on point. Now, I say that without him ever participating in a drill with his teammates. But all the things he's done on the side, he's looked very, very good. But we still have some more steps to take.
Of course,
sense of what the strengths of this offense can be as you guys progress and head towards September 9th?
Well, we still want to really center around what we can do running the football, and our offensive line seems to be coming together. These games that we'll have in the preseason will give us a good indication are we going to be able to achieve our goals of being able to be a team that can really run the football and get people in the eight-man fronts, and with the weapons we think we're surrounding Christian with, be able to expose people because of that. So we have a plan for what we want. Now we got to see it come to fruition by how we come together as an offensive line. That's going to be a big deal for us. We think we got some capable backs, but we want to gel up front because that will determine if we can do the things we've set out to do.
Would you want to go maybe a little bit longer with that first offensive line and try anybody else at right guard? Because it doesn't look like, you know, DeGear or any of those guys have been getting reps with the ones out here.
We're going to try to, you know, get the ones of some reps. We're not going to take them in that long, but we do want to get them maybe a little bit more than what we would have done in the past. But we still got other games besides this game. It's 1 of 4, so, you know, we'll be smart. But we do want them to try to get some live work where we can get a feel of where they are and how far we need to go for the next ball game.
Do you have a number of plays or a number of series you plan to go with the offense, or is that dictated in part by if they go out and they drive for a touchdown, okay, get out of here?
I have talked to them about if they score in that first drive, what it would mean, but we do have a number we're going to talk to them about tonight, but some of it would be dictated by how we're performing early on, but we have an idea of what's the maximum that we want to participate from an offense and defensive standpoint. So.
Christian talked about Red Ellison and how he's got a little bit of crazy in him.
Yeah.
Does Red kind of bring, does he have that edge?
Red's he's a little different when it comes to preparation and how he approaches things. As I've said before, he's not the typical rookie, the way he approaches things. He has a mindset where he's so focused and with tunnel vision that, man, it's good to see. But for his teammates and the guys that go against him, it can be tough for them because he's not smiling. He's not joking around. When it's time to line up and play, he's thinking about one thing, and that's football and annihilating the guy across from him. There's no, hey, Rhett, you know, this is a three-quarter drill. Everything is full speed to him, and it's good. I mean, it's going to help our team and help that position as well. He's created some competition for us at that position.
Does he remind you a little bit of Jim Kleinsasser?
In that regard, for sure. I mean, Jimmy was one of those guys who, you know, put the blinders on and played the game one way, 100%, 100 miles per hour. There were no periods where he thought it was half speed, and Rhett's kind of like that.
So. Chris Carr gave you that third corner that you thought you had last year when you thought Cedric was healthy?
He has a chance to. You know, we got to see him go through some things during the course of the season, but he has a chance to potentially be a third corner for us. He's done a very good job in training camp. He's a smart guy, very athletic, really understands offenses and what they're trying to do. His experience shows up in what we're doing in practice and meetings as well. But we need to see him go out and perform in game situations. His reps were limited a season ago in Baltimore, so we need to see him in some game situations. But he's done well in practice.
Is there a greater premium, especially with the defensive backs, really the defensive as a whole, looking at them in these preseason games and seeing who is playing within the defense and playing their technique based on everything you went through last year?
That's very important as we're trying to evaluate our defense and the personnel on our defense and trying to really bring it together and improve. We really need some guys that can show that they can be assignment sound. Maybe they're not physically better than someone else, but man, at least be where you're supposed to be, you know, based on the things that we've talked about in practice. And that's half the battle in our league, just being able to be assignment sound. And sometimes the talent is not that much different, but when guys blow assignments, it's a problem. So that'll definitely be part of the evaluation. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks.